And now, more on the shortage of organ donations in communities of color. Dr. Lent Johnson is chief of the Division of Transplant Surgery and vice chair of the Department of Surgery at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. I asked Dr. Johnson for reasons behind the crisis and what can be done.
For many African Americans in particular, they don't really appreciate the number of people, patients awaiting organ transplantation. And particularly, they don't realize the number of African Americans waiting on the list. Many of these patients are anonymous to them. However, I think that it is so prevalent that someone in your family or someone that you know knows someone who is certainly on dialysis and has end-stage mm-hmm. renal disease. And that's the message that we're trying to get out, to educate people, to let them know that it's our brothers, sisters, friends who are actually on these lists waiting for organ transplantation.
You talk about numbers. It's upwards to 93,000 people on a waiting list. And of that number, 25,000 plus are African American. And when you talk about trying to find a match, if you will, it is easier to find a match race to race, is it not?
Sure. Although our medications have gotten a lot better over the last 10 years in terms of what we need in order to provide a successful transplant, the success of that transplant is certainly made greater if there's a genetically closer match. And there are certain genes within our gene pool that are more closely matched with African-American donors than the majority population. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that if we are able to increase the donor pool with more African Americans, that's going to result in not only more transplants, but more successful transplants as well.
In spite of major religions in this country encouraging a donation, we do see many African Americans, particularly those of a certain generation in certain regions of the country, who feel that philosophically, religiously, it is not right to donate,
right.
that they want to go out as
right.
they came in, so to speak.
Well, all major religions support organ donation, and that is a belief and a myth, at least in my opinion. I think that, at least in my belief, the body parts that we have on this earth were not going to be necessary in the next life that we have. And in essence, many of those body parts are actually removed at the time of burial in any event. And so that I don't think that it's a valid point in terms of trying to maintain all of our body parts as we go on to the next life.
What of the idea of people just being afraid, quite frankly, of donation? It is an operation nonetheless, something that if you're not looking obviously provide for a loved one, your child or spouse, it does take you into the area of just having an operation, which many people are deathly afraid of.
Sure. Yeah. That operation, however, occurs after we die, and so that it is done like any other operation with anesthesia and so forth. I think that there is a lot of fear. On the other side of it, if we happen to need an organ one day, I think that we're going to be hoping that somebody makes the right decision and decides to donate life to us. And so that I think there's two sides of the equation. And I think as we talk about this more, we're going to find out that there are more people that look like us and talk like us and live like us that need these organs. And I think that perhaps will open our perspectives a little bit.
Isn't that the irony of it all? I mean, the idea that we are afraid of something that will happen after the fact, but we're still nonetheless terribly afraid of it.
That's absolutely right. You know, in some parts of the country, for instance, in Washington, D.C., over 60% of all patients waiting on kidney transplants are African-American. You know, it is this great need and this great numbers that we need to make people aware of.
What about education, preventative education, if you will? Often we see the need for many of these organs because of abuse of one's body, because of ill behavior by means of good health, etc.
You know, I think that they go hand in hand. I don't think that we can talk about donation without at the same time trying to talk about prevention. If we reduce the need for transplants, then we need fewer donors. Having said that, however, there are certain diseases and conditions that we, for instance, are genetically predisposed to, such as hypertension. There are other diseases like diabetes that has some genetic predisposition, but on the other side also has a self-imposed risk factor to it, particularly with obesity. I think that we need to talk about these things and how to prevent them, how to diagnose them early and to manage them once we get them.
Doctor, let me ask you, for those who are motivated by our talk here, is there a clearinghouse? Is there somewhere to go to say and put yourself on a list to say, I would like to donate my organs? Because as we note, time is of the essence,
right,
when you're trying to retrieve an organ and send it out.
Right. Every state is a little bit different. Certainly the Department of Motor Vehicles is one area where someone can signify on their driver's license. There is a clearinghouse nationally called Donate Life America, and their website is www.donatelife.net. That is a very good resource that can point you to wherever you live across the country. But most importantly is to talk about it amongst your family. Those are the individuals that will be approached once you die in terms of the decision whether you donate or not. And if they know your wishes, they're more likely to act accordingly.
Dr. Lent Johnson is chief of the Division of Transplant Surgery and vice chair of the Department of Surgery at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C.